other one is the example of you beating up somebody and blaming someone else. Everything is simple. Look at it carefully and you will see that a lot of shortcomings in your life is your own fault. Yes?
Settle around yourself and perceive your sin. Perceive the movement that proceeds from the sun as proceeding from, and do not regard its shadow. For the Lord's retribution will not err. That sagacious Lord knows the guilty one. When you have eaten honey, the fever does not come to another. Your day's wages do not come at nightfall to another.
Translation to this time is, when you eat the honey, the other people will not suffer from diabetes. You suffer. You become diabetic. As simple as that. You do it to yourself. Yes.
In what have you exerted yourself without its returning to you? What have you sown without the produce of the seed coming?
In time of Rumi, this is the best explanation. Because they know if you plant this kind of seeds, that kind of plant comes out. He says, it's as simple as that. You implant something in yourself and it will grow. If somehow in youth you try and you eliminate the jealousy from yourself, then what will happen? That goodness fellow will grow in you. Every single day it will be better and better and better. If you don't, that greed will grow in you and you become worse and worse and worse. That simple. Yes?
Your action that is born of your soul and body clings to your skirt like your child.
Yeah, honestly, this is what it is. I don't know how better one could explain it. He said, whatever you do is something that comes out of you, right? This, like a child, will hang on you and will be with you. You are living. One day you go and pick up something. Then what will happen? This picking up the stuff will grow in you. You will become a thief. You will not become a good, honest fellow. That's how it is. So whatever you do, you are implanting it in yourself and it will grow up like a child. It's always with you. So, do I need to tell you, be careful. Don't do the negative stuff. Don't do the animal stuff. Because they will grow in you. Yes.
In the unseen world, the action is given a form. Is not a gallows erected for the act of robbery? How should the gallows resemble robbery? But that is the form given by God who knoweth things unseen. Since God inspired the prefect's heart to make such a form for justice sake, so long as you are wise and just, how should destiny deal justice and give retribution not in accordance? Since the judge does this in the case of a virtuous man, how will the most just of these judges give judgment?
Exactly. When I'm talking about the judge, I'm talking about the good judge, okay? The best judge who will judge carefully and with all the attentions and stuff like that. What do you think? Oh, okay. It's not a bad judge. What about the judge of the judge of the judge? What about that one? What is the difference? The difference is this judge, which we are talking about, depends on when, how he developed, and how much does he know. And he has personal problems as well, maybe family problem, and so on and so on. The other one I'm talking about doesn't have a problem, doesn't need even anything. So why should he misjudge? He doesn't have the motivation to do negative stuff. That's the way you should think about that judge. And I'm ready for that judge to judge me. My first point is, I have shortcomings. I'm not perfect. That I know. Yes.
When you sow barley, nothing except barley will grow up. You have borrowed. From whom will you require the security? Do not lay your sin upon anyone else. Give your mind and ear to this retribution. Lay the sin upon yourself, for you yourself sowed. Make peace with the recompense and justice of God.
This is something that you never think about. When you do something bad, you try to run away, to somehow turn around a lot of stuff, hide it and cheat it or something like that. Then what? Maybe you succeed to cheat a couple of people around you, but at the end of the day, you did the negative stuff and you are the bad fellow, right? But more than that, you did something wrong, right? Then you fight the hack? Why? Fighting the judgment and the hack is worse than whatever you did. See? Do you remember Ayaz? What is the good point about Ayaz? He will say whatever the king will say. He's always thinking about the king. When he's taking the address over there, he will think about the king and the question he may have. That's the way to be. You try to cheat. Whatever you do wrong, you blame the destiny and the other people. So, whatever you do wrong, you wrongdo it again and again. Yes.
The cause of affliction is some evil deed. Acknowledge that evil is done by you, not by fate. To look at fate makes the eye a squint. It makes the dog be attached to the kennel and lazy. Suspect yourself, O youth. Do not suspect the recompense of justice. Repent like a man. Turn your head into the way, for whoso doeth the most weight of good or evil shall see it.
Okay. This is the conclusion. Highlight these two verses. Because everything was prepared for here to say, okay, let me make it simple. First of all, blame or suspect yourself. Don't try to suspect and blame other stuff, because everything is happening in a good, fine order. Have you ever thought about that? Do you ever think about it, that billions, trillions of galaxies They are all working clockwise with each other, and the little stuff in my body, they are working with each other. Everything is working perfectly. This is an existence which is planned and carefully designed. Understand it. Do not blame it that it is wrong. You are doing wrong. Repent.
Be a real human being
and accept your responsibilities. Accept your shortcomings. Because the simplest thing is, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَحْ. Whoever does a little bit of goodness, he will see the outcome of it. One who does a little bit of bad stuff will see the outcome of it. This is what it is. We know that we do something and there is an outcome for that. If we choose to do that, or we choose not to do that, there is the point of responsibility. Yes?
Do not be duped by the wiles of the carnal soul, for the Divine Son will not conceal a single mote. These material motes, O profitable man, are visible in the presence of this material Son. The motes, consisting of ideas and thought, are manifest in the presence of the Son of Realities.
Ah, what a perfect explanation, conclusion. Okay, first of all, don't listen to the magical tick-tick-tick of your brain and don't be proud, because remember that you are nothing. You're just a little bit of something, a normal, boring corner of a boring galaxy. That's what you are. Don't be like that. All the particles that you could see, these are visible to this physical existence. We are talking about behind all of this, which is passion. Passion is not in animal life, but it's the best part of us. Why? Because it will bring us together. That selfishness will divide us. It's problematic. We do not really connect. But when you talk about the passion, we connect. چون امیران از حسد جوشان شدند، عاقبت بر شاه خود طعنه زدند. کین عیاز تو ندارد سی خرد، جامدی سی امیر رو چون خورد. شاه بیرون رفت با آن سی امیر سوی صحرا و کوهستان سیدگی. کاروانی دید از دوران ملک، گفت امیری را برو ای معتکف. رو بپرسان کاروان را بر رسد که از کدام این شهر اندر میرسد. رفت و پرسید و بیامد که ذره ای. گفت عزمش تا کجا؟ درمان پی. دیگری را گفت روی بلالا باز پرس از کاروان که تا کجا؟ رفت و آمد گفت تا سوی یمن. گفت رختش چیست؟ آن ای معتمن. ماند حیران. گفت با میری دیگری که برو و پرس رخت آن نفر. باز آمد گفت از هر جنس هست، اغلب آن کاسه های رازی است. گفت کی بیرون شدند از شهر ری؟ ماند حیران آن امیر سست پی. همچنین تا سی امیر و بیشتر، سست رأی و ناقص اندر کر و فر. گفت امیران را که من روزی جدا امتحانی کردم عیاز خیش را، که بپرس از کاروان تا از کجاست. او برفت و او برفت این جمله و